The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers look to rebound from the first loss of the season. They'll need to heal in a hurry as they prepare to face the defending world champions. Also, one of the biggest Panthers proves that he has a big heart to match. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers Huddle. The great thing about the NFL is that every week takes on a life of its own. A chance to pick up the pieces and get back on the winning track. This week, the Panthers talked about making an honest assessment of what led to their first loss of the season. They will need to make corrections in a hurry before they travel to New England to face the Patriots. Now, one key will be getting the offense going, despite key injuries, to the receiving corps.
Boy, what? Turn it to him, turn it to him. Lock him out, break.
The Panthers took the field with a renewed sense of enthusiasm this week. They are spending very little time dwelling on the mistakes that led to the disappointing loss. Instead, they are focused on making the type of adjustments that will keep it from happening again.
There we go. Good.
Football is such an up and down game. The best teams are able to keep their poise when things aren't going well and respond and react to the adversity and pick back up.
We went back to the basics because, you know, we can't forget what got us to where we were. You know, that's the fundamentals, tackling, you know, standing our gap, doing our job, accountability across the board. So we plan on just playing sound and doing what we do, focusing on us.
It's a time we look forward to. We welcome the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera, into his studio. Coach, what was your message when you got the team back for practice this week, trying to shake off last week, focus on New England? What did you put in their ears?
Well, for the most part, really, I talked about we didn't play to our abilities. I thought we made too many mental mistakes against New Orleans, and if we expected to beat New England, we had to be sharp. We had to focus in and make sure we hit the target.
Got some guys dinged up for the game last week. I'm thinking of Khalil and Benjamin. Any good news on the injury front for you?
Well, the best news we got was when we did the MRI on Kelvin, they found it was negative. There was no structural damage. There was more about, you know, him getting the soreness and the swelling out of the knee and being able to play.
Newton threw Wednesday. He talked to the press corps Wednesday. Had a couple of good days after that, I think. Where's his head at right now?
Oh, it's very good. It really is. I think he loves this type of challenge. He knows he's going to be on the same stage as a future Hall of Famer, and I think that's going to help drive him as we get ready for this football game.
We'll talk to you in more detail about the Patriots later, but what's your first blush on the challenges of facing that team in that environment?
Well, probably the biggest thing is slowing down their offensive attack. When you look at what they do offensively, everything starts with the quarterback. Tom Brady's a future Hall of Famer. He's got a great mix of receivers that he uses. You know, he's got a good offensive line that knows how to protect him. He's got a tight end in Gronkowski. It's a vertical threat. But I think everybody falls asleep on their running game, and that's the thing we also got to be very wary of. We know what Tom Brady's going to do, but we've got to be able to handle their running game.
The great thing about this league is there's a lot of great quarterbacks, but when you talk about the best of the best to ever play, I mean, Tom Brady is definitely the greatest quarterback in my eyes. And he does so much, and I don't even know if he's 40 years old or not yet, but he is playing like he's 25. I mean, it's truly remarkable what he's able to do and the throws that he's able to make.
You know, it's fun to go and have the opportunity to play against these guys because, you know, it's cool. And you know, it's kind of like having, you know, Pep on your team. It's a guy that you grew up watching. It's a guy now that we have the opportunity to play against, and you got to go up there and make sure you're ready to go because he's going to be ready to go.
You know, we kind of started the season out strong. The first two games and the last game, we didn't play well at all, you know, across the board, and we understand that. So whenever you have a day like that, you want another opportunity to get back out there and compete, and that's what we're looking forward to this weekend.
Momentum win. We just think have a lot of respect for our opponent. We have a lot of respect for this team, and we think we can go in and we can play with these guys. We can play with anybody in the league.
We're just getting started on the Panthers Huddle. Coming up, the Panthers learned some hard lessons in their first loss of the season. A look back on this week's Rewind. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. With the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's bow time.
The Carolina blue sky and picture-perfect weather seemed like a good sign as the Panthers hosted the New Orleans Saints.
We won!
We won!
We won!
We won!
We won!
We won!
G2X03, 1, 2, 3.
G2X!
Let's do it! Let's do it!
And for the first 13 plays of the game, it looked like everything was in sync. Then it did not.
Newton checking off, maybe.
Backside pressure coming, look out. And he's sacked.
That's Cameron Jordan, a longtime nemesis of the Panthers.
It was just one blown opportunity, but it set an ominous tone for the Panthers on this day.
Lincoln, offensive number one.
And Cam Newton was getting ready to call for the ball, but the referee was in the way. And now Newton's pleading his case. Hey, that's obstruction by the referee.
Ron Rivera's giving him an earful on the near sideline. It's not reviewable.
Nope.
And it will be what it is.
The defense that seemed invincible in weeks 1 and 2 always seemed a step behind Drew Brees.
Brees in the gun. Looks to the strong side. It's not there. Comes back to the weak side. Touchdown. Fake to Peterson. Brees goes end zone. Touchdown.
On whose side?
Right at the R in Panthers. Coleman made the grab over Worley.
Meanwhile, things went from bad to worse for the Panthers offense.
Two receivers to the right. One to the left. First and 10, Carolina. Oh, Newton goes slant. Throws an interception. Picked off 30-yard line. Lurking deep. Newton goes over the middle, tipped again, they picked it off.
Ouch! When it rains, it pours, and that defense is having a field day with Cam Newton.
A team that had no takeaways on defense has picked off Cam Newton 3 times today.
A game that had few redeeming qualities could lead to a little soul-searching.
And that's the football game. Saints 34, Panthers 13.
Panthers will have to make sure that whatever ails them is put aside in time to face Tom Brady and the world champion New England Patriots on Sunday.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
It seems like it's one of the laws of NFL physics. Teams are so even, coach, that every game can come down to just a key play or two. And you've counseled us before about your desire to be a little more efficient in the red zone. Has there been a common theme that has connected some of the red zone struggles this year?
There really hasn't, Mick. It's been a series of plays where we missed something here. We've had an opportunity there, and we didn't take advantage. You know, last week it was we missed a key block, okay? The week before was we missed the pass. The week before was we didn't cut inside when we had a chance with the ball in our hands. Another time we overthrow the ball. So there were you know, a number of different things that seemed to pop up. And again, as I look at it, as we evaluate it, the pluses we've gotten down there. Now the key, though, is we have to finish.
Are these possibly chronic issues or just sort of the normal growing pains as an offense evolves?
I think this is a normal growing pains, because if you look at the new weapons we have in terms of Christian McCaffrey and Curtis Samuels, I think it's about getting the timing and the feel and the sense with them. On the offensive line, you look at the new addition to Matt Khalil. And Matt's got to get used to the lingo. He's got to get used to the terminology, what calls mean, what the options off those calls are. And again, some of those mistakes we made, it's about learning and growing as a unit.
Had some guys dinged up. We talked about that earlier. With the advent of your passing game, more options, are you anxious to sort of see what maybe some of these younger receivers can do, Coach?
Oh, very much so, because, again, you know, you don't have Greg Olsen patrolling the middle of the defenses now. So we've got some guys that have got to come up and play big, guys that have got to make more plays. And go back and look at this game. Devin Funches had a solid game last week. We've got to find more targets for him, you know. Obviously, Kelvin gets hurt, and we really don't get to see him throughout the game. But he still played well when he was able to get out there. We got to get the ball in Curtis Samuel's hands as well. One guy that came up big for us, Christian McCaffrey, well over 100 yards in receiving yards. So, again, here's a guy that's trying to find his way and fit into what we're doing. But we can't forget about the tight end, which we did. We only threw one time to him. He, you know, it was a good play by Ed making the catch and run. And, again, we can't get away from the running game. Jonathan is such an integral part of what we want to do.
Devin Funches has become a reliable target for Cam Newton. We take a look at his progress coming up after the break. Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good!
Defensive tackle Kawan Short made a surprise visit to Sunset Park Elementary School in Rock Hill, South Carolina this past week.
And that's why I'm here today, to tell you guys that you guys are doing an awesome job. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You guys have a bright future, and the success is through the roof. So,
and Short was not just there to deliver an inspirational message. Academy Sports and Outdoors partnered with him and the Panthers to give 20 outstanding students tickets to the game this past Sunday. Academy also provided the school with a gift card to help with PE equipment, and the students received gift bags as well.
We have a lot of kids who looks up to, you know, people in this aspect for our sports. You know, to show these kids that it was never too good to come back and give and let these kids know it's hope, and, you know, and congratulate the ones who's doing good, and also encourage the ones who's doing not so good as well. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I've come across, and, you know, and just to see the kids, the smile on these kids' face, it's just been a blessing from my end.
Where the dance at? Hey, hey, hey! Best one of the day.
Here we go. But maybe the best part for the kids, they got the chance of a lifetime to run out of the tunnel before Sunday's game, celebrating the NFL's Play 60 initiative. Already in this young season, the Panther receiving corps has had to respond to the challenge of losing top performers to injury like Greg Olsen and Kelvin Benjamin. Fortunately, Devin Funches has stepped into the breach and come up with some big plays. In this week's Self Scout, our Mike Kraft takes a look at just how far this third-year receiver has come this season.
Christian McCaffrey may have been a one-man gang on Sunday versus the Saints, hauling in 9 catches for more than 100 yards.
Newton shuffles up, lofts a pass down the left sideline. McCaffrey hand catch at the Saints 40.
It will take more than the rookie running back to replace the production loss in the absence of Greg Olsen, and as Kelvin Benjamin recovers from that scare in last week's game. One key may be the play of Devin Funches, who after struggles in his sophomore season with the Panthers, is showing improvement.
Newton retreats. Pump fake, and now a throw. Zipped out to the left side, complete. Funches runs over a Saint, close to first down yardage, just short of the 26. That was a good-looking football play.
On plays like this, Funches showed a willingness to do the dirty work, working in the middle of the field and underneath the coverage.
Yeah, he is. He's really coming into his own as a route runner and as a receiver and a playmaker for this offense, and been very proud of how hard he's worked and the position that he's put himself in to make plays for this offense. And what you're seeing on game day is a product of how hard he's worked in the offseason and also in training camp.
A lot of times he was making contested catches in traffic and giving as much as he was receiving physically.
Put him in tough positions, playing multiple positions when guys go down, you know, playing X and Z, and he's handled all of that, you know, in stride, and that's been great for this offense and really helped us to continue to make strides and make plays in the game.
Heading into this matchup with the New England Patriots, he will have to do more.
as will other members of the receiving core and the offense as a whole.
Now throws a crossing route. Funchess, he was wide open at the 14.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLTicketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
Going up to New England to face the Patriots and then beating them there is never an easy task, because with 18 years together, head coach Bill Belichick and QB Tom Brady are one of the toughest duos to beat in NFL history. Time now to take you into the enemy camp. Last week, Brady completed 25 of 35 pass attempts for 378 yards and 5 touchdowns, including this game winner to Brandon Cooks with just 23 seconds left in the Houston game. Sunday's win was Brady's 40th fourth quarter comeback victory. That's second only to Peyton Manning. The defense, though, has been giving up some points and yardage. The Texans had over 400 yards of total offense and racked up 33 points.
I mean, Cam's one of the great players in the league, and they got a great defense. They run the ball. They got some good receivers. I mean, it's a tough matchup. I think they're very talented. There's no easy yards. I mean, they attack the football. You know, linebackers intercept, but I think they have more interceptions than any team in the league in the last 5 years or something like that.
And Coach, Houston put 33 on New England. Did you see some things that Houston did in that game that give you some hope for the Carolina
Panthers? Well, you know, one thing was that was Deshaun Watson did throw the ball well, extremely well. His receivers made a lot of plays for him, but they also ran the ball. And that's one of the things that if you can run the ball, you keep them defensively off balance, now you give yourself a chance to throw it when you need to. So, again, to me, you've just got to have a really good balanced attack. Defensively, you can't allow them to go up and down the field either.
Coach, it's easy to focus on the run and also lose sight of one of their most potent weapons, which is Gronkowski. He's like our Greg Olsen. He's Mr. Everything defender. And I want to go and break down this play here. Three receivers to one side, and then Gronkowski down here by him lonesome. He's down here for a reason.
Well, what's going to happen is, again, previous play, they came in through the true fade, the high jump ball. Now what's going to come out, they're going to come out and give you a three-man formation to the right of the offense. Then they're going to give you some motion. And what they're going to do with the motion is they're going to try and distract everybody, again, by looking at this action. The quarterback's going to tell everybody he's looking to the right. And what he's trying to do when he's doing that is he is trying to get the single high safety right there to think that everything's going to the right. So now he's going to come back and work to the left. The reason he's going to work to the left, again, and a big part of it is if you look at the position of this safety right here, he's on an inside position,
yes,
of Gronkowski. He's not on the outside. He's on the inside. And what he's telling Brady is, I'm going to give you the deep fade, okay? But, again, what this guy does not realize is that what Brady's now going to do is he's going to run the stop this time, okay, the back shoulder fade. Because initially he threw the fade jump ball. They made a play on it. Now he's setting up the safety, keeping him to the right of the offense. And then now he's truly isolated one-on-one right down here on the bottom.
And just so that back shoulder fade, that ball is going to be coming right on the back shoulder of the. So as we run this play here, you see exactly what Coach is talking about. Stop right there for a second. Now, Coach, you would think that he's in position.
Right, but what happens is, and again, Gronkowski does a real nice job. He gets to the outside position of the corner, forces him to look away just for a second, which is when Brady releases the ball. And again, as you said earlier, Eugene, what he does is Brady throws this ball to the outside portion, and the only guy that can catch a back shoulder fade is Gronkowski. Why? Because he's using his body to wall the corner off. He does a nice job. He steps into the corner, gets the corner to turn his shoulders to the outside. He has no idea that the ball has been thrown there until it's way too late.
Okay, so now let's look at the end zone shot of this touchdown. You watch the end zone shot of this touchdown. Take me through the protection, because he does get pretty good protection.
Right, but what they've done right now is, again, they know they've got man coverage. They know everybody has to be accounted for. Now what's going to happen is They're going to rush five. They're going to pressure rush on the back. But everybody is accounted for. They're not going zero. So Brady will have time. All his guys have got to do is give him at least 2.2 seconds to see where he wants to throw it and then release the ball.
So let's go ahead and run this and run it. And we'll stop it right when Brady's about to throw the ball. And as this goes, he's in motion. And let's stop right there. You got block, block, block. Everybody's up, and he knows he has single coverage backs.
Without a doubt. And again, what they did was they tried to hold it as long as they could before they came in and brought the extra rusher. The back releases, which freezes the other cover guy. Again, look at where the safety is. Because of all the action to this side, the safety, again, is still single high
right in the middle
of the defense. He has no help to the outside. Brady set this play up very, very well prior to the snap with his eyes, and then he knew exactly where he wanted to throw it.
And as that play continues, it ends up being a touchdown. So, Mick, I guess what we're talking about, this team is very, very dangerous. Brady makes this team go. Gronk, the running game, you got to think about it all.
I'm looking at that Patriots in the end zone, all that red, white, and blue, and I'm thinking about how sweet it would be to go on the road and get a win. Coach Rivera, do you think your Panthers this year have the potential to be a very good road team?
I believe they can. I really do. I think, you know, we've been in enough big games in the last few years that going on the road should not be a big issue. You know, and one of the things that comes back to me is always the Seattle game in Seattle in the 2015 season. That was about as big a victory on the road as we've ever had. And so I do think we have guys that have the mindset and the mentality to go on the road, play in a big game, and make something happen.
Nothing like that plane flight home, too, when the Carolina Panthers have won at kickoff set for 1 o'clock at Gillette Stadium. Fox has got the pictures. We've got the audio. You turn their audio down. You turn us up on your favorite Carolina Panthers radio network stations. So, Coach, are you carrying some last-second keys to the game to Foxborough in your mind?
Well, I think the big thing, more than anything else, is we've got to be able to get to the quarterback, get him off his spot, don't let him get comfortable, and we've got to win the takeaway battle. Takeaway battle is going to be huge.
That's Coach Rivera. That's Eugene Robinson. I'm Mick Mixon. For these guys, for the rest of our crew, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.